and opponents of federal bans see it as an intrusion on customer choice. Republican Representative Tom McMillan of Rochester called it the right to light. St. Clair County officials went back in time this week. County staff and elected officials gathered Thursday to open a time capsule from 1953 that had been secured within the cornerstone of the old jail. The Times Herald reports it was evacuated Tuesday while Dewar and Associates Contracting of Bay City was in the process of demolishing the structure. St. Clair County Sheriff Tim Donnellan, former Sheriff Dan Lane, and ex-jail administrator Major Thomas Torrey took turns using a screwdriver to pry open the lead box. One by one, the box was emptied of its contents, including photos of it, of the previous jail, a department roster from 1953 with salaries and yellow copies of the Times Herald with stories about the jail's construction and a tornado that hit the area. Recently acquired and installed nuclear medical technology is the first of its kind in the area and just one of less than 10 in the state. Marlette Regional Hospital announced the system called Symbia SPECT CT system is able to produce highly defined 3D images from inside the human body, allowing physicians to pinpoint the exact location, size, nature, and extent of cancer or disease anywhere in the body with one exam. Primary applications include diagnosis of infections involving bones and joints, carcinomas or metastasized cancers, hyperfunctioning of the parathyroid gland, localizing sites of infections within the soft tissues of the body, detecting octal GI tract bleeding sites, among others. Stand by for more news.
This is Jay Doobie, CEO at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, inviting you to join us in the fight against cancer by participating in the Walk for a Cure for Cancer. The event takes place in downtown Pigeon on Friday, October 14th at 12 o'clock noon. The walk begins at the Pigeon District Library and will pass by the new Blue Water Thumb Youth for Christ building before ending at the Thumb National Bank Centennial Park, where participants will be served free hot dogs and other treats. We encourage you to invite someone who may currently be battling cancer or is a survivor to help lead the walk. Together, we will unite and walk to show our support and awareness in the fight to find a cure for cancer. Thumb National Bank has thought of a perfect way to contribute to the American Cancer Society for breast cancer research. Pick up one of our free pink ribbon banks and fill it with your loose change. And when it's full, make your contribution. So join us on Friday, October 14th at noon here in downtown Pigeon as we walk for a cure for cancer.
Also join Thumb National for their rescheduled Laker tailgate party on Friday, October 14th, 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Laker Football Field. Thumb National Bank, member FDIC.
South Korea's President Lee Myung-pak says he and President Barack Obama are both kept awake at night by one problem, the search for jobs. Lee spoke to local workers after touring a General Motors assembly plant outside of Detroit with Obama, a rare joint appearance out of Washington for a U.S. president and a visiting head of state. Obama warmly introduced Lee as a leader who knows the auto industry well. The two men walked the assembly line together. Lee proudly wore a Detroit Tigers baseball cap and kept it on his head as he spoke. The stop in the heart of a region hit hard by the slumping economy was meant to show how a new trade deal between the countries could give a lift to the auto industry. Stand by for more news.
Autumn season is here and the prices are falling on pre-owned vehicles at Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe. Al Hansen Motors has many pre-owned vehicles on hand at any given time. All vehicles are 101-point quality seal inspected, backed by free in-house warranties up to 18 months or 18,000 miles on top of any remaining factory warranty. Check out a yellow Chevrolet Avalanche. It's loaded to go for $10,980. Or drive out in a 2001 Chrysler PT Cruiser LTD. Has 80,000 miles and it's loaded with all the options. Priced at $6,980. $80. See more vehicles inside and out and find what other services are offered on the website, alhansenmotors.com. Then go to the auto lot, test drive some vehicles, and talk to Al about making a vehicle yours. Go to the auto dealership, the Thumb Area Motorist Trust, for reliable vehicles, dependable quality repair and service. It's only at Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe.
The following are the closing bids for Friday, October 14th, for the cooperative elevator with numerous locations throughout the Thumb area. White wheat, 567 up 4. Red wheat, 557 up 4. Corn, 590 up 2. Soybeans, 1175 up 13. Oats, 225. Navy beans and black beans, call your elevator. Two obituaries to report to you here at WLEW. Donald Barbett, age 86, of Caseville, died Thursday, October 13th, at Courtney Manor in Bad Axe. Funeral services will be at 4 p.m. Sunday, October 16th, at Cross Lutheran Church in Pigeon. Urn interment will be at Great Lakes National Cemetery in Holly. Visitation will be noon to 8 p.m. Saturday at Champaign Funeral Chapel of Caseville. He will lie in state 1 hour prior to the service on Sunday in church. Francis Andreski, age 86, of Lincoln Township, passed away Wednesday, October 12th, at Courtney Manor Nursing Home in Bad Axe. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. Monday, October 17th, at St. Mary's Catholic Church, DeWitt Township, Kindy. Visitation will be at McAlpine Gage Chapel in Kindy from 2 to 9 p.m. on Sunday, with rosary at 6 p.m. and scripture service at 7 p.m. One closing to mention, Port Austin Farmers Market will be closed tomorrow due to the prediction of high winds in the area. And tonight's game of the week is Ubley at Deckersville over on our FM station 102 The Cruise. You're listening to AM 1340. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, go to thumbnet.net. For the news, I'm Jason Scott.
For tonight, cloudy skies with showers and some steady rain, cooler and windy with temperatures in the low to mid-40s. Winds are west at 20 to 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Our chance of precipitation 70%, relative humidity 90%. Drying conditions are poor. For tomorrow, we're windy with showers tapering late, limited breaks of sun trying to develop late day with highs in the low to mid-50s. Winds are west at 20 to 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Chance of precipitation 60%, relative humidity 70%, drying conditions poor, sunshine percentage less than 20%. For tomorrow night, still quite breezy under varying amounts of cloud cover. Temperatures are in the lower 40s. Winds are west to southwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, diminishing to 10 to 20 late. Chance of precipitation 10%, relative humidity 80 to 90%. Drying conditions fair to poor. And for Sunday, we're partly to at times mostly cloudy with showers passing through. Breezy with highs in the low to mid 50s. Winds are west to southwest at 10 to 25 miles per hour. Our chance of precipitation is 40%, relative humidity 70%. Drying conditions poor, sunshine percentage 30%. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, I'm meteorologist Matt Stevens.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Welcome back to Deckerville here. We are about 11 minutes away from kickoff as the Ubley Bearcats traveling to Sanilac County here to take on the old rival of the Deckerville Eagles. Ron.
We're in the city. That's what the song says. And with you're in 10 miles of Deckerville and our voice, and you haven't decided whether you're going to come to the game, put some clothes on, put a sweatshirt on. Some folks are just out with a T-shirt out here. I don't know what they're thinking. or what they had for supper, but I don't know. But if you're within the sound of our voice, get in here and watch. We're ready for a good night football game.
Well, let's go through the standings currently in the area. We have in the, let's start out in the West, we have Reese at 5-0, Vassar at 4-1. They both have 6 wins, so they are into the playoffs. USA is at 4-2, 4-3 overall, so they need to win out the next 2 games to get into the playoffs for a guarantee. Cass City's at 2-3.